How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is 9/11/2024, and welcome. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jay.
How tired are you?
That wasn't an appropriate response.
No, I like that. It showed some energy. Well
oh,
done.
Okay. Yeah, well I mean, played. I'm full of energy right now. We'll see if I crash later today at like around 2:30 or.
What time did you send? So we went to the fair last night. We went to the Clay Walker and the Eddie Montgomery concert. Steve was with my wife and I and some friends. And what time did you eat the what you call it?
Oh, the second time?
Yeah.
So let's see. Was that technically like a funnel cake?
Yeah, funnel cake, technically, because it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got that right before we left, which was right before the fair closed.
Right. What time did the fair close? 10?
10.
Yeah, so we got the funnel cake at, I don't know, like 9:50, whatever it was. It was 9:55 because I kept saying, okay, we got to order because they want to close.
Yeah, so nothing like a 9:50 dessert.
9:50 funnel cake. That's, you know what? Doctors recommend 9:50 funnel cake. I read about it this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, it was written by me.
You play a doctor?
I play a doctor on the radio only.
Okay, play a doctor on the radio.
Yeah.
And
I gave it to you because we didn't finish it. So I said, your job was to finish it.
Correct.
And you were like nervous about it and you didn't think it was going to happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, thank you very much for.
You're welcome. Yeah, of course.
I would say that I made it home probably, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour later.
And did you finish it last night before you went to bed or this morning? Because I said you had to have it done by the time I got to work.
Oh, no, it was last night. It was right away.
Nice. That's awesome.
I was actually very surprised it made it home all the way. No problems, no sliding off the seat, nothing.
Right.
And I was looking at it. I was like, well, there's really not that much
right.
left.
No, that's correct. Yeah.
And it took me, I don't know, 5 minutes to eat it.
Okay.
Probably less.
All right. I mean, I enjoyed the picture on our text line this morning of the empty plate.
Yeah.
At like 4:15 in the morning. That's why I wasn't sure whether you ate it last night or you ate it this morning.
Well, the thing was, Jay, I was going to send you a text last night, but then I was like,
good decision.
It took me so long to get back home and then actually decide if I wanted to eat it and then eating it. And well, I mean, actually not that long, but.
Yeah. But it was probably close to 11 by the time you got done eating it.
Hmm.
That 10:45-ish, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, very good. I appreciate you not texting me.
I was thinking about it, though.
Thanks. All right, so last night at the fair.
Yes.
I don't know why I just decided this, but I don't know if it was listening to Eddie Montgomery, or which, by the way, sounded awesome. I'm not sure what happened there, but I just decided, well, I knew that it would be late, and I thought, you know what we need on... I don't know that we've ever done a rule-breaking Wednesday, but we're breaking all the rules today. That's it. I just made that proclamation last night, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So basically, I don't know what I'm going to play today. I'm wide open for suggestions. So it might be some old stuff, might be some new stuff, might be some, I don't know. We might educate some of the younger listeners who are like, what song is that? I don't really know what I'm going to play yet. But I'm open for suggestions. If you want to text in some suggestions, that's fine.
So we're calling this a rule-breaking
I'm just
going to
break all the rules. I mean, whatever. Shut up, your yappa.
Oh, whoa, hey.
I don't even care. But for sure, I decided to play this song after hearing it last night.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I put the glob of ketchup on the counter. Okay. And then I told my boyfriend to clean it up.
Why? Oh, it's a challenge to see if he can clean it up.
Kevin James.
What? Like, women are challenging their boyfriends and husbands to clean up a glob of ketchup on their kitchen counter. Okay, I'm still missing how this is a challenge.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, hey, Steve.
Hey, hey. Good morning.
Long time no see.
I know. I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah. Kept saying that yesterday when we were getting ready to leave. Hey, see you in an hour. Busy week for shows.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's fantastic. I feel like should we give a little shout out to some of the people that we met yesterday?
I would love that. Yeah, absolutely.
I took notes, Jay.
Nice.
Because my memory is not great.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
So, and I know you probably took some as well.
I did. I jotted down a couple of names just because I wanted to make sure I remembered. Yeah.
Okay. So you met Kelsey at the French fry stand.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
She was very nice.
Very nice, Kelsey.
Then there was Julie and Stacey. I don't think you met.
Oh boy, how was that for you? That
man.
One was not great.
Late night, Jay.
Yeah, late night funnel cake, man. Late that thing is cake. Stuck in there.
Oh boy, it was the caramel and the drizzle.
What
kind of drizzle was that?
Yeah, chocolate, caramel, whipped cream, the whole thing. Go big.
Oh man, I was up to like 11:30 midnight.
Let's go.
Something like that.
Party, man. Let's go.
I just couldn't. You know, when you're awake for a while, and then it's just like, okay.
I know. And then you're trying to make yourself go to sleep. I get how it works.
It's a whole thing. Mm. So that might happen more than once today. We'll see. We'll find out.
Can't wait.
I talked to Julie and Stacy outside of the beer garden because you were going in.
I abandoned you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a weird thing. Like you were.
They saw you and they were like, Steve, and they didn't see me or didn't care to talk to me, one or the other, which either way is fine.
Who knows what happened.
And then, my wife and I walked in, and then my wife's like, well, you're going to wait for Steve. I'm like, he's fine. He's a grown-up. I see him. I'll bring him in once he,
He's fine. He's a grown-up.
I mean, yeah.
Here's my question, though, to you, Jay. So when you walked in, I wasn't paying attention because—
No way. That's weird.
I was distracted. Well, no, I was distracted by my conversation with
you. Sure.
So did you get stopped and carded? When you went into the beer
garden? Yeah, everybody did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when I was talking to the officer there after the fact, when I just kind of went in and then met with you.
Right.
I go to him, I go, you checking IDs?
Like you volunteered it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, you must be close to that age, huh? I go, no, but.
I mean, not really, no.
I go, but I kind of look young. And then he looks at my ID, looks at my birthday, and he's like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Because you look so young for your age? Is that what he was wowing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, yeah, I know. Oh, sorry. Okay, so I was just curious about that. And then he gave me a wristband.
Was like, yeah. My wife and I didn't get a wristband because I think the guy was like, look, legally I'm supposed to check everybody's ID. Everybody knows that you guys are plenty old enough to be in here. But, so he didn't give us a wristband, which, what an insult.
I know, that was kind of...
Yeah, I was like, what? what are you saying? Saying no one's going to question us once we get past you? Okay, fine, bub.
Yeah, why are you trying to know?
Yeah, seriously.
Then we met Kevin and Linda at the bleachers. I'm trying to remember what the situation was.
Okay.
They were the people in front of us, right? Or behind us. Kevin and Linda.
I think they were behind us, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Mark and his wife in front of us? Something like that, yeah.
Maybe. And then Katie and Chance, who are getting married in Nashville. We met them right by when we were getting our 9:50 dessert.
That's right.
So, I'm sure there were other people. Oh, and of course, John and Ava.
Yeah.
Our new friends from
Q6. Yeah, they were there. I saw John when I was walking up the bleachers there. And I stopped because he was sitting right at the edge of the bleachers. And I just tapped him. I go, hey, man. And I was going to introduce myself. I was just going to say, I'm Jay, whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, Jay, what's up? And I was like, oh, I didn't have any idea that he you know, knew who I was. I mean, I know that he's commented on some stuff we've done on social media before. I just didn't, you know, I didn't know the depth of it, but couldn't have been nicer people, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like I got kind of an inside scoop yesterday.
Okay.
But I guess I didn't.
Well, on what?
Well, he goes to, we're having a little conversation.
Yeah, you went over and you chatted it up. You guys were like best buds.
Oh, yeah. Way back we go.
Way minutes ago. Yeah, we're so close.
No, but he was awesome. They were both awesome. But he was telling me that, he goes, yeah, this is kind of like one of our last hurrahs thing because Ava's going and moving to the Tri-Cities or something for a new job.
Right.
And I was like, oh. It's like
secret,
news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very excited. Well, I mean, It was kind of an exciting moment for me, I felt like, because I was like, oh, am I getting sort of like...
You're the inner circle right now. You're breaking news. You are actually breaking news.
Right. And then I saw when I got home 5 hours ago, posted that... it's like, well, all right.
It was already on social media before they told you.
Yeah.
But it sure felt neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, man, Steve did come over and goes, hey, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but... Ava from over there, she's, you know, does the Q6 weather and stuff on the weekends. She's leaving to the Tri-Cities, but don't tell anybody. I think it's a secret. And then about 10 minutes later, I looked at John's Facebook page and this big, giant article of it. I'm like, oh, it's fine. At least it made you feel good.
Well, don't tell anyone, Jay.
No. It'd be my secret with you. No, we won't tell a soul. Okay. Nobody heard that. You're fine. You're fine. Well, yeah, fun time by everybody. Yes. That was great. Good to see a bunch of people. And yeah, I loved it.
And that was only Spark Notes, so I'm sure there were some other people who came up to you or whatever.
Sure, yeah, just in general for both of us, yeah. Also, all right, so it's a wild card Wednesday. Got a lot of great suggestions and some really crappy ones, I'm not going to lie. So for those folks texting in, you can try to figure out which one's which.
Wow.
Well, come on, everyone can't be a great suggestion. I've had a couple of crappy ideas myself.
Sure.
Well,
it's just like every guess can't be a good guess. It's okay.
Just a guess. That's fair. So I was watching this, the Oklahoma honor thing at the Sooner game over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that? They started the fourth quarter with a tribute to Toby Keith.
Oh, I didn't see it, but I heard that they did it.
Yeah, and you know, Bob Stoops was a friend of his, and I saw, it was just kind of one of those, it was well done. By, you know, the Oklahoma Sooners, and believe me, I'm not an Oklahoma fan, but you know what? I'll acknowledge when it's well done, and they did a great job. So I was like, well, all right, it's a wild card. We said we're going to break all the rules today, so we're going to play some Toby, some great Toby.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's called the Historical Davenport Hotel.
Historical?
Historic.
Yep.
It is historical, but it is called the Historic Davenport Hotel.
Kevin James.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely said it wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we got a ton of stuff to give away today. Let me give you an example of some of the things you're going to have a chance to win today. Spokane County Interstate Fair is still going on, of course, so we've got some stuff to the fair, including demo derby tickets and truck and tractor pull tickets. We've got that. We're going to qualify some folks for the CMA Flyaway. That show's coming up in November. It's a chance to go to Nashville, round-trip airfare, hotel for two nights, and two tickets to the CMA Awards show. We've got those. We've got some Silverwood tickets for either this weekend or next weekend. We've got that chance. A chance to qualify for the Seahawks versus the Niners on October 10th, a Thursday night football game in Seattle. We've got some Walker Hayes tickets to give away for Friday night. And we've got the Parmalee tickets that we're going to give away a bunch of today, too, for tomorrow night at the Coeur d'Alene Casino. So that's just an example of some of the things we have to give away today. That's a lot. Congratulations to some folks who just won Parmalee. We knocked three of them out for you today. Thanks to Nicole and Rebecca and Kadra, all winners. See you tomorrow night at the Parmalee show at the Coeur d'Alene Casino. Still a few tickets left to buy for that show. That's one of those shows that kind of snuck in and snuck up on us. But, man, what a great show that's going to be. Parmalee, definitely, I would say, probably one of the most underrated acts in Nashville. And they got snubbed again this year for the CMAs. CMA's a mediocre job on the awards, I'll say.
Whoa.
We'll see.
You're a wild man, Jay.
Yeah, it's wild. You know what? It's a wild card Wednesday, Steve. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what I'm going to say. We don't know what I'm going to play.
Who are you, Sam? I am.
We don't know what I'm going to rhyme. Just in time. We'll see what happens. Oh. Andy Cohen was interviewing Vanna White with some questions about the Wheel of Fortune. I enjoyed this.
It's under construction right now, but it's a really beautiful space. Lots of like open air.
What? No.
Do you prefer pressing or spinning the letter? Do you have a preference?
Pressing.
You like pressing better. What is the single biggest mistake a Wheel of Fortune contestant can make?
Not auditioning.
Not auditioning. What was the most hilariously bad guess you remember a contestant making?
The puzzle was Gone with the Wind, and they said, done with one hand.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad guess. That's a bad guess. Yeah.
That's a wild guess.
Hey, when's the new Freaky Friday out?
Sometime in 2025, I think.
Oh, I hate when they do that. It's too far.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an official
release date, but they're done filming, apparently.
It sounds like it.
At least that's what Lindsay Lohan made it sound like.
You just wrapped Freaky Friday. We are so excited. What can fans expect from this movie?
It's a lot more laughs, a lot of love, a lot of heart. And there's a lot of physical comedy in this one, which is really fun. I did some really fun things. I can't give anything away. I'm like, it's on the tip of my tongue and I don't want to do it.
That is always so weird. And, you get done filming something and they can't tell anything about it. It would be hard to not maybe like slip in some of the interviews, depending on how the question's asked.
Yeah. What is it? Some of those movies, maybe it's been quicker in more recent years, but sometimes you would hear movies, it takes like 5 years to do this, like animated stuff.
Right.
And they just can't say anything. People who are in the movie.
That is terrible.
I mean, how do you do that? I mean, I can't keep a secret 2 minutes.
What's harder, that or to be like on a reality TV show and not be able to talk or discuss the outcome if it's already been, filmed? Like, like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, they can't do it. I'm imagining Survivor's the same. All those reality shows where you can't talk about the outcome. That would be difficult, especially because you have close people in your life.
Right. Well, but they tell people in their life, right?
And then like swear them to secrecy.
Yeah.
But can you just imagine you tell like your dad and you're like, okay, King Peter, don't tell anyone that I won American Idol. And King Peter's over there, at his gin rummy session on a Friday afternoon playing cards with the guys at the VFW.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Steven certainly is succeeding with his new victory on American Idol. And they're like, what? Next thing you know, there's a big post on it.
There's a to-do.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, way to ruin it.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Oh.
La, 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 la.
Erase. Matthew Ramsey's with Old Dominion. They too, are building a bar in Nashville.
It's under construction right now, but it's really beautiful space. Lots of, like, open air. And it's in Midtown, which is not on Broadway. It's very close to the songwriting community, which is close and near and dear to us. So it's right there.
It's booming right now. How does it have your feel? Like, what did you put in?
We're not trying to paint our faces all over it, but we are trying to inject our vibe a little bit. So lots of like hints to us and just it's a happy place.
It's a happy place with a lot of open air.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know what that means necessarily, but I mean,
sounds fun.
It should be a good time. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if you've heard this story, Stephen. I don't know. I've never experienced it, but sometimes apparently, there are some husbands maybe who make some bad decisions, and then their wives find out about it and they're like, well, I mean, it's not like the worst decision in the world, but they're just kind of one of those like, what were you thinking? What was happening?
Okay.
Like, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, they do a television show together,
They do.
I don't know if you heard about it. And they're married.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you're married and your husband makes a bad decision, you talk about it on national television.
You took our son to Hooters for a play date with his friend. And I'm not kidding. Dads took the sons to Hooters.
No.
Came in reeking of cigarette smoke. I was like, did you guys sit in the smoking section? They were like, the whole place is the smoking
section. To be fair, we went on a dad and kid play date, right? And sometimes when your kid's friends with a kid and the parents are like, all right, fine, I've got to hang out with the parent as well. It wasn't like my go-to like hangout, and it was solidified by the fact that he said, we're going to take the kids out to eat chicken wings. I said, sure. And he was driving, and then we pulled into Hooters.
I love how he goes, like, the whole time she's saying, and you took our son to Hooters. She's like, no. And then he tells the story, and he ends up with, you know, and then we...
Into Hooters.
Yeah, you're like...
And then we pulled into Hooters.
Yeah, right. So you did. So you did exactly what you said. You took her...
I mean, technically he didn't. I mean, he wasn't the driver. Driving.
Yeah, that's the bailout right there.
Yeah, so really, I mean, it's fine, right?
So there you go. Be careful. You could get called out on national television.
Yeah, that's got to be, man, that's an interesting relationship.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. A lot of great text today on the wild card about, you know, some of the songs that we should play today. Today, of course, is 9/11. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I have been trying to do this more in my personal life, which is to try to find inspiration in small sections and small pieces.
Sure.
It's sometimes you miss the small ones when the inspiration comes in a very large scale thing. But there are a lot of things, even in the last couple of days, that I found to be, you know, kind of inspiring to me. And like I met a guy yesterday who had served in the military, who had stayed in touch with some of his buddies for over 30 years, hadn't seen his buddies in over 30 years, got together at the fair last night because it was kind of everybody was in the same vicinity for no reason.
Oh, wow.
So that was a cool thing that they stayed together. You know, they've stayed in touch this whole time. So I feel like that's kind of an inspiring thing for me where you go, you know what? That's cool. Good job on you guys for staying friends and staying connected for 30 years. Not easy. Mm-hmm. And so then this morning I saw this story about Lisa Fortier, who's the Gonzaga women's basketball coach who's going through breast cancer. And she was talking about her fight. She's lost her hair completely. And so she was doing an interview. And I saw Lisa, known Lisa for decades. Her and her husband Craig are awesome. And it was inspiring to see how she's going through the fight. Her positivity, extremely contagious. And so that was another way to be inspired. Then there's little things like, you know, I see Otto Klein from the Spokane Indians. He's always been so nice. He's funny. He's done a lot for the community. And he's always treated my family extremely well. So, yeah, you know, I find that kind of attitude to be an inspiration. And then, of course, the overall 9/11 feeling today, depending on your age, I feel like impacts you differently based on what you went through that day. Mm. But we've had so many people say, hey, obviously today's the day. If you're going to be the wild card Wednesday guy, there's plenty of inspiration to be had with the many, many heroes of 9/11. Could you play something like, I've had multiple different songs, but majority of people have asked for one in particular. So we'll play that today as we become inspired and we remember... So take a minute just to think about it today in any way, fashion that you seem to have the best connection with. And, of course, here's Darryl Worley.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The interesting thing, though, about this particular case of the bear breaking in is what the bear ate.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised by this, but waffles? Maybe I should see it. No, not waffles. I
guess that'd be a donkey.
Nice.
Thanks.
Kevin James.
No, in this case, it was a bottle of jelly.
Oh.
Are bears known for liking jelly?
I know one bear that likes honey.
Nice.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, we got a lot of prizes to give away.
And you got a lot of jokes.
Oh, just so many bad ones. So here's what we have today. We have Silverwood. We have Parmalee for tomorrow night. We have qualifications for the CMA Flyaway. We have qualifications for the Seahawks versus the Niners on the 10th of October. We're going to play a little game we like to call...
It's time for... Pick your poison.
All right, 509-441-0999. We'll chat it up a little bit, then we'll let you just choose your ticket. It's a super simple way of just getting to know you, and then you winning a prize. Seems pretty darn easy. Great prizes, by the way. Also, we have Spokane Fair stuff, including a truck and tractor pull, and we also have a demo derby, so... A lot of cool stuff to give away. 509-441-0999. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Oh, just in the process. I've been in and out doing my checks, and I'm trying to win something, and I finally got through.
You say you're in a taxi?
No, I actually do mobile guarding.
I could have sworn. I first thought you said you were doing your taxes, and then I thought you said you were in your taxi. So you're just, but you like drive around to make sure sites are secure is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah, and I've been gotcha. Just listening to you guys, and you guys say you have tons of stuff, and
I gotcha.
Love to go to Parmalee or Walker Hayes.
What kind of hours do you have?
I work 11 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, wow, the last couple hours after the sun comes up must be pretty fun.
Well, yeah, you know, honestly, yesterday, I woke up at 3 o'clock, then I went to the concert last night.
Oh, man. And then straight to work?
Yeah, straight to work.
So, let's see. So, you were up from 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, you said?
Correct.
Yeah, wow. Okay. All right.
I'm not even really feeling it. It's my Friday, though, so hey.
Oh, well, there you go. So, you the light at the end of the tunnel. I like that.
Right.
All right, well, how about if you said you wanted to go to the Parmalee or to Walker Hayes. I can hook you up with some Parmalee tickets if that's what you'd like.
That would be fantastic.
All right, man. Well, hold on for 1 second. And by the way, what's your beverage of choice to help you stay awake? Are you a coffee drinker, energy drinker?
Dutch Bros. There you go. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Ben. Just hold on for a second. We'll get you hooked up with some stuff. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
I've not been fishing.
That's a bummer.
Well, bad back.
Oh, man. Well, you know, when you're hauling in those lunkers.
Yeah, three blown discs. And
holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Been getting the shots and the whole nine yards.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It
hurts a little bit. Welcome to the understatement of the century.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got three blown discs. It hurts a little bit. What's the worst? Sleeping, standing, walking, all the above? What are you?
Walking is the worst.
Really? Gosh, dang it.
Trying to pick something up off the floor or even doing laundry hurts like hell.
Oh, I see what we're doing. We're laying the groundwork for no laundry. I got you're a genius, Jeff. We're going to spin it, my friend. Well done.
Your brain's not hurting, that's for sure.
He's got a back problem, but not a thinking problem.
Yeah, it's working real well.
I love it. What are you thinking, Jeff? We've got all kinds of stuff today, man. We've got some Silverwood. We've got some qualifications for, you know, the Seahawks. We can qualify for the CMA Flyaway. We've got the Parmalee tickets. We got all kinds of stuff. What are you thinking about today?
Do you got truck and tractor pulls?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Spokane County Interstate Fair coming up. The truck and tractor pull is going to be on Friday, all right? Does that work for you?
That would work for me.
All right, hold on for a second. We'll get you into the fair, too. So hold on, truck and tractor pull tickets.
Okay.
Nice effort. Well, hold on a second. I'm trying to decide if I want to go to 3 or 4.
Oh, boy.
No. All right. Phil!
Gentlemen!
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, not too much. What's going on with you guys?
What's your fall like, Phil? Is there something in particular like, oh, September, we always blank.
September is my wife's birthday.
Nice.
Big celebration this year. It's one of the big ones. So.
Oh, it's a zero birthday?
Yes, sir.
Is it a secret or can you tell? Do you have like a big plan or anything?
Well, we did, but some extenuating circumstances kind of changed our plans.
Oh, so. You mean life is what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
Right, something like that, yeah.
Something like that,
Something gets in the way, it happens, yeah.
Yep, and so we're just going to be hanging out with some family, and
nice.
Which is going to be just perfect.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, you know, unless you don't like your family.
Easy, Jay. Easy.
I didn't say he didn't like it. I was just, as it was coming out, I was like, well, you know, I shouldn't just assume.
Hey, you know, it could happen, but no, actually, I really, we have our kids here, our grandkids here, and actually some other aunt and uncles that came in from out of the area.
Oh, wow.
And so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, having a good time.
That's cool. Phil, what are we looking for today, man? We got some fair stuff left. I got some Parmalee. I got some qualifying for the Seahawks or for the CMA Flyaway. I got stuff, man. What are you looking for?
You know, I can't win it if I ain't in it. And let's begin with the CMA Flyaway. How's that?
That's a great idea. That's going to be such a great trip. And see, if you win that, you can say, honey, I was just holding out for this for your birthday. That's what you say.
There you go. Hey, I like your style, Jay. I like your style.
Hold on for a second, Phil. We'll get you hooked up with the CMA Flyaway. Rick.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, brother?
Another wonderful day in garbage land.
You're talking trash now, Rick. Okay.
Hell day every day.
Okay. What's new with you, friend?
Oh, not much. I'm just waiting for Kevin to get back. I've been talking to him here and there, and when he gets back, we got to make our infamous Seahawks Niner bet.
I know it, man. Does he know what the bet is this year with the Seahawks and the Niners, or are you keeping it a secret from him?
Oh, I'm keeping it a secret because he's going to hate me forever and he may not want to make another bet ever.
Fair.
I like that you're keeping it a secret. You're keeping in touch with him to let him know what it is, that you're, that it's coming, but he doesn't know what the details.
Little subtle jabs here and there.
I love that. That's awesome. How's everything else? Family's good. You're good. You're back. You don't have blown discs or anything?
No, just the injured thumb, but I'm still working.
Oh, man, that thing's been a minute.
Oh, yeah, still going, but, you know, hey, got to work, got to make the money.
Yeah.
You want me to, like, stomp on your foot to make you...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Think about a different pain?
Give me a good punch in the face, Steve. You got to jump a little higher, but you'll get there.
Come off the counter like a WWE wrestler.
Bravo, Rick.
Just to get up to Rick's eye level. Unfair, but I love it. Rick, what are we hooking you up with today?
Don't encourage
like he said, you got to be in it to win it. So I want the Seahawks.
Seahawks. All right, we'll put you in the Seahawks drawing. Hold on for 1 second. I love it. Everybody took something different today. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a little pick your poison. Okay. We might be able to play another round of that tomorrow. I think we have a ton of stuff to give away tomorrow, too. Hey, it's a wild card Wednesday, man. We are mixing it up. Some interesting, and this one came in twice on the text line and like within 10 minutes of each other. That means you got to play it.